News Radio KMAN's In Focus. Here on a Thursday morning, Brandon Peoples with you. And joined today for the hour by Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jason Smith via telephone. Jason, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
We're doing well. Yeah, Dave's on the other side of the glass producing things for us today. And boy, we're just getting through right now, as a number of us are, and just waiting for that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it looks like every now and then we kind of see a glimpse of it, and so we're keeping our head up and being optimistic and hoping we can get through this sooner rather than later.
Well, as somebody who covers the news, you know, there's like three prongs to this whole thing. You've got the health and safety part of it, you've got the economic side of it, and then you've got obviously the testing and such going on. But boy, the economic part is significant, and we know that because a lot of places are closed right now. But there is help, I know, for a lot of small businesses, especially here in our community.
Yeah, as we know, we talked about, I think last month, we were really promoting the idea that people should contact their federal delegation and let's get relief passed, and we got that passed. And so there were two main programs for small businesses in Manhattan from the federal government. One was the disaster program through the SBA, and one was the payroll protection program through the CARES Act. We are obviously a little concerned at this point because it looks like one or both of those may run out of money, and of course anything in Washington revolves around politics, and so it seems like they're haggling a little bit to try to get that done. We would once again encourage, and we do get a lot of support from our Kansas delegation, but we would again encourage people to write their delegation and explain how important those two programs are for the long-term health of our small business community in Manhattan. As we mentioned, I think at the last time as well, in the interim, we do have an emergency assistance loan program, and it is up to $5,000, and it is to help handle immediate needs, which we define as within 14 days. And again, the long-term goal is for that to be a bridge to something longer term that can help a business survive multiple weeks, multiple months, maybe, as opposed to just 1 or 2 weeks. Number one, because we just don't have a lot of funds to allocate to that. Those funds came from the city's economic development sales tax, and we were allocated $500,000 a couple weeks ago, and so we just don't have the resources to be able to create programs in the same manner that the federal government can, which can help for multiple weeks and 2 or 3 months in some instances. And so the idea that this is a bridge, I think, is what we've tried to adhere to. And so we have been very diligent, and we've accepted applications, and fortunately we were able to get the first round funded within 10 days from when the initial agreement was reached with the city to when we were able to fund some of these businesses. And now we're actually able to do that in less than 5 to 7 days. And so we're real happy with where that program is right now, and we've been able to help 47 businesses with some short-term needs, and look forward to continuing to be able to help more businesses going forward.
So so that money was distributed already to them. They have it in hand.
I believe the 47 businesses were all funded. I know that was the intention. I believe most of those were done direct deposit, and one or two I think were checked, so they may not have theirs yet, but. But yeah, we were able to turn those around fairly quickly and get that money in their hands, and those were primarily to take care of immediate bills like rent, utilities, things where waiting 2 or 3 weeks would have really potentially created a long term detrimental impact on that business. And it is 0% interest loans, and we designed it to mirror what the state had for a few days before they ran out of money. But the state created the HIRE program, which was a loan fund to help the hospitality industry. And we designed a repayment to match what they were doing there, and that's 3 years 0% interest with a 4-month deferral, so people can get back on their feet, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are you hearing from some of those business owners and some of the challenges they're facing?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this a month ago, and it's the same today. I think it's just the uncertainty, and it's hard to create long-term strategies and plans, or really even short-term, when you have no idea when and how, when things are going to come back around, how those things will look. It's really, really difficult to sort of plan. And you know, we have it at the chamber. I'm sure you all have it at the radio stations. That is the biggest challenge, and the thing that it really hurts us as an organization that tries to help businesses is we like to help eliminate some of that uncertainty and give direction, but we can't do it either. And I know our medical professionals would like to do that, but they're unable to do that right now too. So I just think that is the biggest challenge for us is at some point there has got to be, the beginning of what plans does this look like to get things started again. And again, that's not to say that this shouldn't be driven by the medical realities of the situation, but the sooner we can at least get some vision on what our elected officials see as dates that we can begin this process, I think the sooner our businesses are going to be able to sit down and develop their long-term strategy to move forward. And I think that's the only thing that's going to begin to create a more positive dynamic in the community.
Now, if members of the public are interested in seeing that list of those businesses, where's that published at online?
We haven't published it online. We sent it out in a news release, and I believe it was published in the newspaper. I'm not sure if the city is going to publish it or not. And I know that was a question that we got was, why would you publish those names and the amounts? And the answer is, well, it isn't our choice. It was city funding. And so any loan or grant that comes out of the city's ED fund, of course, is public record. And they required us to submit that list back to them. And because they, they obviously believe in transparency with city taxpayer money, and so we did that, and the Mercury published those names, and so it wasn't, we're sensitive that people, want to run their business in a private manner, but at the same time, we have obligations to the city based on the fact that we use taxpayer money to do that.
Very good. Yeah, we're speaking with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. Jason, as far as local restaurants here, I know they're struggling just as much as anyone, but as far as changing their business mold, are they holding strong with curbside and takeout? Have you heard anything on that?
Well, I mean, it's not near the kind of business they were doing when they're open. I think it does provide a little bit of a lifeline to at least be able to maintain some source of revenue. The MHK Together program, I've heard from several of the restaurants, it doesn't fix any problems, but it was a great assistance to them through that period. And I did hear from several of the restaurants that they appreciated the funds that program raised. And so, kudos to the Community Foundation, 502 and United Way for their work on that. It's not sustainable, and we've heard from some restaurants who tried to make a go of it with delivery and curbside and couldn't make it. There are some that I think are doing better than others, but at the end of the day, that's not going to be sustainable in the long term.
I had a guy call me just right before the show started, wondering, he works for a concrete company here locally, and he. Curious. Well, he wants to be able to help some individuals who are struggling here. Do you know of any avenues if somebody can provide help to some small businesses? Is that even an option?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the MHK Together program, and they're almost. I think they're still taking some funding for gift cards and those kind of things. I would start with them, and then if that kind of runs out, then give us a call, and we'll, you know, maybe we, depending on what kind of assistance they're looking to do, maybe we can point them in the right direction.
Very good. Okay. I tell you what, we got an hour here with Jason. Let's go ahead and squeeze in a break here real quick, and we'll come back and talk more here with Jason Smith, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce on InFocus.